and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Maryland's Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollens met with the man mistakenly deported to prison in El Salvador. CBS's Scott McFarland.
In response to the meeting, Abrego Garcia's wife, Jennifer Vasquez Sura, said in a statement, "The efforts of my family and community in fighting for justice are being heard because I now know that my husband is alive."
The 20-year-old son of a sheriff's deputy in custody in the shooting at Florida State University in Tallahassee that killed two men and wounded six others. Witness Stephanie Horowitz, who survived the 2018 Parkland shooting.
I never thought it would happen to me for the first time, and here we are, and unfortunately this is America for you.
During a visit to Italy, Vice President Vance has weighed in on talks to end the war in Ukraine.
I want to update the Prime Minister on some of the negotiations between Russia, Ukraine, and also some of the things that have happened. Even in the past 24 hours, we think we have some interesting things to report on.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin State Assembly held a public hearing on a proposal that would exempt gun safes and other firearm safety devices from sales and use tax. The Republican-authored legislation has bipartisan support, including from Governor Tony Evers, who highlighted the idea behind the bill in his State of the State address earlier this year. The goal of the legislation is to make it easier and more affordable for Wisconsin residents to purchase safety measures for their firearms in an effort to cut down accidental gun deaths and suicides. What makes this year's NFL draft different from every other year? Lambeau Field. Lisa Hill reports.
Aaron Popke, Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers, said Green Bay traditions and history made Lambeau Field and the greater Green Bay area a great spot for the NFL Draft 2025.
I think just what Lambeau Field means to football fans, it's often spoken of as the Mecca, it's on a bucket list, those types of things. Very true. I think the NFL really liked the idea of incorporating Lambeau into this because they can lean into the history, the tradition. We often hear, if we're not someone's favorite team, we're their second favorite team.
To lean into those Lambeau-specific traditions, there will be a bike parade through the entire campus on the Saturday of the draft. Download the One Pass for schedules, tickets, and all the information you need to know about the NFL Draft 2025 activities in the Lambeau Field and Titletown area.
If you'd like to try a low-impact workout that gets you moving, the Lester Library of Rome has just the thing on Saturdays in April and May. You can learn belly dance fitness from 10 to 11 a.m. for free. This is open to all ages, mobility, or ability level. The program runs on Saturdays from 10 to 11 a.m. through May 10th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together on a Friday, Terry. Woo-hoo! It's going to be good. We're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, I was dancing in the rain today. I wasn't singing.
Were you?
Yeah, I care too much about our people around here where we are located, but I was dancing. I couldn't help myself.
I can't help myself either, so we have something in common, right?
Yeah. Just it's something about It wasn't a bad, I don't know about anybody else. We had some good thunder, but it felt like a good rain this morning.
Yeah, it was a nice, decent rain. We've got some patchy fog out there, and down south, just in case you wanted to know, it's pretty crazy. Down towards like Platteville, south of Madison, they got baseball-size hail this morning.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, I still haven't heard from my sister. I texted her, but that's understandable. She has two little monsters with her that keep her from her phone and all kinds of other things.
You know, whenever somebody says that, I just flash right back to like our hailstorm in 2007.
Yep.
And I just like, I don't know. I just think of that.
I'm with you
all
on that.
All the damage and everything.
I've still never seen hail like that.
No.
Yeah.
Ugh, terrifying stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely damaged roofs, siding, busted out windshields, all of that scary stuff. But we were lucky enough to be further north. That's why we live further north, right? Stay away from the worst of those storms. And we sure did. And I think today we're going to stay away from all of that severe weather. There is a risk firing up again tonight down south. So if you're traveling for the holiday weekend or anything like that, keep a heads up this evening if you're going south towards Madison and Milwaukee. Otherwise, here for us in central Wisconsin, not too shabby. I mean, it is going to be darker and dreary. We're stuck under those overcast skies all day today. We're going to see scattered on and off light rain. That patchy fog will probably linger till about noon before it clears. Winds will get a little breezy, gusting around 20 miles per hour, pushing our highs today to about 60 degrees. And of course, another chance of thunderstorms do roll through a little bit later in the afternoon to the evening. Those shouldn't be severe, but they could be on the stronger side of things with gusty winds and smaller hail. But after that cold front passes, we clear things out for a gorgeous day tomorrow. It'll be bright and beautiful, a little bit cooler into those mid-50s. Slightly breezy to start the day, but as the day wears on, it is just going to be fantastic. A good day to travel, be outside, enjoying it. We get a little bit of sunshine for Sunday morning before some clouds roll in by the afternoon and chances of rain by night, and it kind of dampens our Monday, too, before we clear things out.
Not bad. Perfect weekend for some hunting, for some egg hunting.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
That sounds great. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much for joining us all week long. Want to let our audience know, just in case there was any concern or any interest or anything, when we start next week on our new hours on Wednesday, Brittany is going to be joining us in the morning still. We have worked that out. We got her people and our people to work things out. And Brittany and I said two words to each other.
I mean, it sounds better the other way. It took us 14 weeks to negotiate this.
Very, very difficult negotiations between our groups. But we are able to work this out. We're very happy for it. We're always happy talking with you, Brittany. Have a great weekend.
Me too. You guys, you have a great one. I'll see you later.
Happy Easter.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every day, Monday through Friday. Right in this time slot for now. Of course, as I was mentioning there, starting Wednesday, we're going to be going the new hours, everybody. We'll be going from 9 to 11 starting Monday with our morning show. We'll talk more about some of the other rearrangement going on next week, but we're excited for this later time slot. I haven't gotten to talk about it with the gang yet, but I don't know. I have a very TV movie brain because of just the industry that I've spent almost 30 years in and everything. So I don't know if people realize this or not, but when you have a TV show that starts at 7 o'clock and one that starts at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, there are different FCC rules for each one of those. So since we are starting later in the day, I don't know if that means we can get away with more.
Oh, I thought you were going to have to clean up your language.
No,
you can get away with less.
The opposite. We could do even more, I think. So I'm going to have to look into that, see what we could do. I'm joking, of course.
See how far we can push the limits. I mean, we could just try. It.
We already do.
We try it and see what happens.
You and I have been doing that for almost 10 years now.
I think we're pretty reserved.
Oh, yeah, actually, yes.
We should try this sometime at like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
No, we should not.
No, we are not going to. But we are going to get into the some celebrating. We got the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club right around the corner. Of course, after our news, sports, and partner break, we're going to have our star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Terry and I got a great TV show theme song. We're going to bring you back to the 80s because that's our wheelhouse. That's kind of where we are. We'll also get into an Easter roundup, got some stats and some fun questions that people are looking into as far as Easter goes. All that coming up. Some entertainment news in the 9 o'clock hour. Like for the third time this week or in the last couple of weeks, we're kicking off with Dolly Parton news. We will also get into a remake coming up, what's new on your small screen, big screen, and your local theater stage coming up. All that on the way, along with in the 9 o'clock hour, I got dueling surveys here of the most popular Easter candies.
Oh.
We're going to kind of compare the two and then see where you guys rank. So get your answers ready, everybody. We want audience participation in the 9 o'clock hour. We always want it for every segment. But especially in the 9 o'clock hour, because we want to know what your favorite Easter candies are. Let us know. You can call up through the Civic Media app, or you can text us through there. But Terry, I want to kick things off with the United Way. And you guys wrapped up our Community Shred Day yesterday for another year. That's wrapped up. We're already planning for next year. I know some people are and everything. And by that, I mean my father. This is like the second year in a row. He's like, I'm going to get down there. And then I ask him, like, hey, Dad, how'd it go? He's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, we had
about it endlessly around here, too, by the way.
We had a couple people pull in. Like, so the event was yesterday, 9 to noon. Went very well, hosted by Prevail Bank. We certainly are thankful to them for hosting this event. For I want to say this is like our 7th year in a row now. And, you know, the idea is getting those sensitive documents out of your home, the one, you know, that you don't really need anymore. And there's no reason to be keeping, but they just kind of hang around, right? So event was great, but we did have a couple people at like, you know, 12:01 come rolling in. You know, did I miss it? We're like, no, bring your stuff over. So, cool. You know, so that was awesome. I also want to just shout out to Bank Account Corporation in Rudolph. They also helped sponsor the event. So what's really cool is monetary donations to United Way, but then for, you know, donations for shredding. But then also each of those businesses provide us with $1,000, you know, basically based on each pound of paper that gets shredded. So that's super cool. We continue with our calendar raffle drawing. So if you bought calendar raffle tickets from us in February or March, those drawings are happening every business day of April. So that's going on now. If you want to know if you've won, you can find that out on our Facebook.
Because I didn't see my name on it. I mean,
you know, there's still a lot of days left.
Okay, cool.
So,
cool.
Right. So we'll continue those drawings. And then we also, through next week, through April 25th, are accepting books for the Great Book Giveaway. So we are looking for new or gently used children's books, especially need. And we will take any children's books that are appropriate for, you know, elementary age down. But if you are saying, you know, gosh, I don't have any, but I'd like to support this. If you're going to go out and buy books, we especially need baby board books. So, mm-hmm. you know, the littlest readers or being read to, those are where we have the greatest need. But we would take any books that people have. No encyclopedias.
None. We got zero. Enough of those. Got enough dictionaries. I wanted to make sure that we touched on this. April 17th is a celebrate Teen Literature Day. It's a great day to encourage reading for that in-between age. This is one of the earlier things that I remember talking about you about with Terry, because like a lot of people out there for a long time, I thought of the youngest generation, the little readers. I love that, by the way, little readers. And I even thought about people in our age range and stuff, but I didn't think enough about teenagers and that mid-teen age and such. And so this the fact that this falls right around this time and everything the symmetry was too much for me. I do want to reference that as well, that we're looking for those kind of books also, because we want to keep them reading.
Yep, we want to keep that, and generate the excitement around it, right? Mm-hmm. And especially that age, because they're needing to read probably more, or they're being told what to read more for their academic learning. Whereas, you know, when you're elementary and younger, yes, you're reading and you should be practicing your reading, but it's not always driven by, you know, your English teacher isn't saying, okay, you know, read this book. You're having more choices prior to that. So instilling that love of reading, but also the practice of reading, right? So just routine, being really, you know, feeling confident about what you are, not just your comprehension, but also your retention. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think in that, like most things, just comes with practice. I mean, that's life, right? Like repetitive we are with something, the better we are at it.
If you keep up on a routine, because your brains love routine, and they never love it more than when you're young. And whether we're talking about the little readers or we're talking about the mid readers or any of these things, you get them in that routine, get them in the habit. It's something that they'll have for life. And you have the scientific evidence of that, almost every one of you out there, as most of you, if you won't read a lot or you don't. And chances are you did that at a young age, and maybe you did or you didn't. And it's one of the things that I love so much whenever we talk to United Way, because when almost anything we're talking, no, everything we're talking about with the United Way, there's no bad side of this. You know, there's no, you get kids to read, side effects may include.
Oh my gosh, you give kids books?
Yeah. They got to move them if they move. And like, what? You know, there's nothing bad about this. This is such a positive and everything.
Zero downside.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I do just want to extend just for a moment and mention that. Segment amendment moment because I wanted to mention United Weekend and mm-hmm. encourage people to get their teams together. You guys still got some openings for over there at the Rafters at Winterfield?
We do. So our annual food sculpture contest is June 17th. This is happening at the Rafters. And it's, so same format, but if you've not been familiar with it in the past, organizations, businesses, families, groups, just groups that gather, can build a food sculpture. We do ask you to pre-register so that we know, you know, how many we're going to have. We usually, you know, ideally we have 12, 13-ish. And so we encourage people to sign up. There's a major league and a minor league, because we also understand there's cost involved, right? Because the food that you build your sculpture with, at the end of the event, you don't take it back with you. We that gets donated to local food programs. So, you know, it's win-win. It's building awareness in the community around hunger, but it's also helping to supplement, you know, what the food programs in our communities need. So if you sign up by May 1st, which is 2 weeks from, yesterday. But if you sign up by May 1st, your team is in the drawing for the Craft River tickets. So if you've been to Rafter Game, that's that cool area underneath the rat trap. So that's super fun. Just to, you know, little incentive. Very cool. But again, Major League is 500 cans of food or more. Minor League is less than 500 cans. If you have exactly 500 cans, I'm not really sure which one you're in.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great.
Either make it $4.99 or $5.01. Sure. Like I don't know.
Controversy.
But we are looking for, you know, of course we're looking for your creativity.
Yeah.
You can build anything you like. If you're like, gosh, I'd really like to do this. I have the resources to support this. Our company's looking for something to do. But you're like, what would we build? Mm-hmm. If you literally just Google canned food sculptures, you will see thousands of
pictures. Many ideas.
So I mean, don't let the creativity part hold you up. If you have the time and you have the resources to do it, please do it, because it's a great. There's so many people in our community that don't understand that there is a food security issue here in our community. So this is our way. A large captive audience, audience participation. You can vote on your favorite sculpture. You can make a monetary donation that night. We kind of do the pass the bucket kind of idea. So, I mean, there's so many ways to be involved. But if you've just been sitting on the fence because you think you can't come up with an idea, you can come up with an idea by typing in a few words.
Yeah. It's so, for one, I believe that everybody out there is creative and everybody's got it in them. They may not realize it or may not see times that they are, but you are. And it's such a good point about that. And really, there's nothing you could make that is not going to be interesting to us judges. I will say, as somebody who's had the honor and humbleness of being able to be a part of this a tiny little bit as one of these judges, I've seen so many different displays over the years, and they're all awesome. It's the toughest thing I do almost with anything to do with the United Way is making this decision.
And it's still hard.
It's a fun challenge. It's a fun challenge. And the ideas range from just something you'd never think of to stuff that you would think of, but they put their own spin on it, because this is something I tell my students all the time, and I run into this all the time. The student that, how do I reinvent the wheel? How do I retell how did the chicken cross the road? Well, you telling it is already going to be originally different. Every one of you out there, every single person has their own unique DNA, their own unique brain, and their own unique approach to things. If you're seeing it through your eyes, you're going to tell it differently. Just lean into that. Just lean into yourself and trust that, and know that no matter what you put together, you're making one of the biggest impacts you can every year in an event, and something that not only impacts today, but tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day.
Well, and Adam, minimum, join us that night at the ballpark, right? Like, just come and see the food sculptures. Yeah. If you bring a canned food donation to the rafters, anytime from the first game up until our game, you will get a free ticket. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's cool too.
Yeah.
And we really would love to see a full house on Tuesday, June 17th.
Find out more about everything Terry and I were talking about at uwswac.org, and be sure to follow the United Way on social media. Wrap up our show talking a little United Way as well. For now, we move out of the way so we can get ready for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show with WFHR.
The team at El Cafe extend a heartfelt thanks to everyone who contributed to their recognition as one of the top 10 restaurants to visit. This remarkable achievement is a testament to the unwavering dedication and hard work of our exceptional crew. Their passion for creating memorable dining experiences shines through in both their outstanding service and the incredible quality of each meal. Don't miss out on the excitement. Visit El Cafe in Port Edwards and discover for yourself why we belong on your top 10 list.
Q Given the concerns about tariffs, inflation, and the economy, we may see some instability in the financial markets. As an investor, how can you cope? Your best strategy can be summed up in one word: diversification. It can't guarantee profits or prevent all losses, but it can help you manage risk and market fluctuations. Here's why. Different types of financial assets can move in different directions at any given time, so stocks may be up while bonds are down, or vice versa. If you own both of these types of assets, and others besides, your portfolio would likely fare better than if you only owned one type of asset and that asset was affected by a market downturn. How you diversify your portfolio will depend on your own risk tolerance, time horizon, and financial goals. But however you do it, diversification should always be a driving force behind your investment strategy.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact him at 715-421-0958.
Quality Plus Printing takes pride in being able to be your full-service printer, offering amazing graphic design with exemplary customer service. No job too big or too small. They even specialize in quick turns. Proud to be family-owned and operated. We get your words out.
We wrap up the week of Midday Magazine in part one with Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Tessin, and part two, the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers, isolated thunder showers possible today. Temperatures will hover in the mid to upper 50s today with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy, 55. Easter Sunday's looking good, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Celebrate good times. Come on. Celebrate. It's a celebration.
Gotta be that guy.
Do you?
It's a celebration.
I mean, to be the singer in that in the band, they just all you do is just do the.
It's a celebration.
That's a good point.
That's a good gig. We want to do a big shout out to our great friends over at El Cafe. They sponsored the birthday and anniversary club. They put so much into this community. We appreciate them so much. Encourage you to head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day. Try that becoming more and more popular fish fry of theirs tonight, because they're open late tonight, everybody. And not only tonight, but keep in mind, next Monday, they're going to be at it again. Networking with the Heart of Wisconsin, they'll be doing over at El Cafe. Encourage you to head on over there for appetizers, raffles. It's open to members and free to attend. I love this combination of our chamber and El Cafe hanging out together. It's going to be great for the community. You never know what kind of synergy can happen in a night like that where you run into people. And at the very least, you're going to have a good time, have some fellowship, get some great food. God, their food is good over there. If you get a chance, try the Death by Chocolate and let me know how it is. I got to get over there.
They're dead. How are they going to let you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. 221 Market Avenue, beautiful. It's good. You're going to be dying with a smile, though. 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Head on over there today, everybody. Good morning to all of our friends over there. We'll talk more about networking at night next week. And, of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call up or text in 715-424-2600, or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Looking forward to talking with y'all. Terry, I need a little work from you here. I need a 1 through 3.
Oh, 3.
Okay, gives us that one. And I need a, we got that already, and another 1 through 3.
2.
Okay, gives us this one. So we get right into it, and we can get into the celebrating. And first up, want to wish a very happy birthday to one we got in a little bit yesterday, Anne Hartley.
Oh, happy birthday, Anne.
Phil's other half, and of course, I think we can say
better half.
I think Phil would want us to say
that. We love you, Phil,
that.
But, yes, you know, yeah, yeah. No, we know.
I'm pretty sure that's coming from Phil right directly, yeah. Anne's awesome. She's great. I had the chance to meet her a couple of times for WRCT and stuff. She's wonderful. We appreciate you, Anne, and everything you and your family put into the community. Hope you have a great birthday. And we wish happy birthday to Mark Erdman, former on-air host here at WFHR.
Oh, happy birthday, Mark.
Enjoy the day, Mark. We got to hang out with Mark celebrating one of our last anniversaries and everything. Great guy. Wonderful guy. As a note to that, and keeping up with something Mark would have done, we will be celebrating the Big 8-5 this go-around, everybody, yeah. Coming up in November. Be on the lookout for some fun stuff with that. We really want to get into it this year. And especially with being honest with all the rearranging going on and some of those things, I understand how quick it is to look at what might be being taken. I want to focus on what we have. and that we are here broadcasting live and direct for 85 plus years at these studios. We're very thankful for that. So we'll be looking forward to it in November, everybody. And we look forward to announcing our qualifier for this Good Friday, Darcy Lee Laudenbach.
Happy birthday, Darcy.
Darcy, wish you a great day. Hope it's a good one for you. You're our qualifier. I also want to sneak in there, too. Pam's brother-in-law, Robert Bob Hilke, lives in Arizona. Shout out to him. Hope he has a good day. And on Saturday, we put the spotlight on Bruce Schaaf. Am I saying that right, you think, Terry? Schaaf?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy birthday, Bruce.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. Bruce is such a good name. Such a good name. So this is so much stronger than James. James, I don't know. You know, it depends on how it's said. But Bruce, there's no way to say that without it just sounding like strong. It's a good name. Good name. Enjoy the day, Bruce. And Sunday, Easter Sunday, I'm wishing everybody a happy Easter out there. Got a handful of birthdays. First up, I want to wish Civic Media's own Ian Welsh a happy birthday. Enjoy the day, Ian, or Ian.
Happy birthday.
I'm not sure. I'm confused.
I think Ian.
We'll go with Ian. And I think that you go with what they call it, what they say. I always follow their lead on that one. Mary Currents, we wish a happy birthday, Mary.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Enjoy the day. Also want to wish a happy birthday to Jan Fisher. Used to work here in marketing, and Jan is great. We wish her a good birthday.
Happy birthday.
And a very happy first anniversary to our qualifiers, Tom and Sheila Altmaier.
Oh, happy anniversary.
That name might sound familiar to some out there. Sheila does the logs in Marshville for WDLB and WOSQ, our old partners. Sheila is amazing. She is the Pam over there and a wonderful human being. And so you can thank Terry. She picked the number. So we appreciate them getting us that anniversary, wishing Tom and Sheila a very happy first anniversary. That's awesome. We take a look, of course, at our celebrity list now. Who are these people sharing their birthdays with, or who are these celebrities sharing with our local celebrities with? American Ferrara is 41 today. Amy in Superstore and Betty in Ugly Betty. She's good. She's a good actor. I haven't seen much of her in a long time, or at least in Superstore. I don't know. Miguel Cabrera, Miggy, is 42, Detroit Tigers MVP, and of course the last Triple Crown winner we've seen. Guy led the league in batting average, running RBIs, and home runs. Let's see here. Melissa Joan Hart is 49. Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Melissa and Joey. She also had a Netflix show for a little while there too. She's a good one. And the great, the wonderful, the amazing David Tennant is 54. Crowley on Amazon's Good Omens, Kilgrave on Marvel's Jessica Jones, but most everybody out there knows him as the 10th Doctor on Doctor Who, and one of the greatest, like, all-around performers I've ever seen, with one of the greatest smiles I've ever seen. David Tennant is unfair to every other actor under the sun. anybody who has to go up against him for a role, it is not fair. I can't prove why and how he's cheating, but no, he's great. He's amazing. Big fan of his. And big fan of the best boss I ever had, Conan O'Brien, is 62 today. I think that I am incredibly biased when it comes to Conan O'Brien, and I wholeheartedly admit that. Conan has the career that I would have loved. Got his start on SNL, start on SNL, goes into Simpsons, does that, branches that off into late night talk shows, into hosting the Oscars recently. He's got a TV show where he travels the world and just talks to people and does stuff. He is living that life, man, and I don't think it could happen to a better person. I really don't. He is one of the defining reasons of why I will always treat jobs like this and any acting job I do and every single person I run into, I'm treating them good. You are never going to hear anything about me being a diva or treating people badly, and that includes former people I worked with. The way he talked about the Leno situation and didn't drag Jay's Leno, they didn't treat it like he was sitting there whining or complaining or anything like that. He went and his last show on NBC, the last Tonight Show episode, for one, he destroyed their budget. He went incredible over their budget. So that was a little bit mischievous, a little juvenile, which he admits. But his final speech, and his final that he wraps up the show with, is one of the greatest pieces of TV I'll ever see in my life. And he talks about, don't feel bad for me. I got to do my dream job. I got to host the Tonight Show. Like, don't focus on me losing the job. Focus on the fact that I got to do this for a couple of years. Focus on what, you know, we got to do together as an audience and all these things. He's the same guy behind the scenes. He treats everybody that way. He gave me an opportunity because I made him laugh. Who does that? I'm nobody, and he gives just a nobody a shot that he met for 5 seconds. That's him, and I'm not alone there. That my story is one of a thousand of guys that he gave a chance to and did that for. He's one of the good guys in the industry, and it's great to see good things happening for him. That doesn't always happen.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a good one. Jane Leaves is 64. Daphne on Frasier. Joy in Hot in Cleveland. Good actor. Good actor. Oh, the great Rick Moranis is 72. Ghostbusters, Spaceballs, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Little Shop of Horrors, Parenthood.
Finally, someone I know.
Yeah, he's great. I love Rick Moranis. He's a good one.
He is. I do, too.
If you're wondering why you didn't see Rick Moranis for a while, he lost his wife and put his focus on his kids. And so he was just being a dad for the last 10, 15 years and everything. He's starting to work a little bit more now that they're a little older and stuff and out of school, out of the house and everything. But I admire that as much as everything I was saying about Conan O'Brien. It's part of the reason I will always love Rick Moranis. That, and he's hilarious. Rick Moranis, hilarious. Man, he was underrated. I didn't mention Strange Brew or any of the work he did on Second City. Oh my God, that's where I fell in love with him as a kid, watching that movie that I should not have been watching when I was a little kid.
Well, I'm sure it's not the only thing you did that you shouldn't have.
Oh no. It's a long list. Saturday and Sunday birthdays. Simu Lee is celebrating 36 tomorrow. He is Shang-Chi in the Marvel Universe. Maria Sharapova is 30. Russian tennis star. Let's see here. Kate Hudson, 46, Goldie Hawn's daughter, and Almost Famous in so many great movies. She's a good one. Another famous daughter, Ashley Judd, is 57 on Saturday.
Cool.
Great actress. Love Ashley Judd's acting. Mm-hmm. Really good one. Big time Kentucky Wildcats fan. Yeah, that's where you'll see her. If she's not on a movie set, she's probably watching a Kentucky Wildcats game. The great, the legend, the one and only Tim Curry is 79 on Saturday. So many amazing roles. God, I love Tim Curry. And people no longer with us, Dudley Moore would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday. I'm sorry, I didn't do that right. Dudley Moore would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday. Arthur and so many other great roles. And Jane Mansfield would have been celebrating a birthday as well. The original cover girl, the original first bombshell. And then taking a quick look at Sunday birthdays. Who we got on Sunday, Terry? Carmen Electra is 53 on Sunday. 53 for Carmen Electra. That actually seems young.
That's what I was thinking. When you said that, I'm like, what?
Yeah, good for her. That's great.
She's been 53 for a long time.
Yeah, maybe. let's see here. Jessica.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know. Jessica Lange is 76 on Sunday. One of the best. One of the best you've ever seen. The Postman Rings Twice. You don't believe me? Watch The Postman Rings Twice. Her and Nicholson, man. Oh, my God. Yeah. Is a kid watching that? Yeah. The great George Takei is 88. Sulu on Star Trek. Also was on Heroes and had one of the very first cameos on The Simpsons. And still does that same cameo, like from time to time. He shows up. He's a good one. And people no longer with us. Luther Vandross would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday. Oh, Luther. What a voice. And Tito Puente, superstar who really started the whole, really, there's no, and I'm not saying this, these are actual like music historians that'll tell you this. There's no Ricky Martin or Jennifer Lopez or so many of these artists without Tito Puente. He really started that in America with Latin jazz and a lot of the work that he did. And he was such a charismatic MC. He was such a big guy that people just loved him. I believe he was on I Love Lucy and stuff like that too. And that's really where he got his start, or his break, I would say. And if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there, we can't think of a better way to celebrate than with our good friends at El Cafe. Head there all weekend long, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And of course, wishing everybody a happy Easter this weekend. Take a time out. We'll come back, do some celebrating. We'll give some Culvers away on the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Town halls have been a point of contention. When Republicans have held them over the last few months, they're often met with boos and protesters. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Representative Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District claims these aren't his constituents. He says they're paid agitators. The leader of congressional campaigns at the Republican Party has told GOP legislators to stop hosting them in the first place. There's even a Wisconsin nonprofit stepping in to give people a platform to demand town halls from their lawmakers. Democrat Mark Pocan held a town hall in Monroe Wednesday night. He says it's the largest crowd he's ever had. Hundreds of people were there. They were asking about the decisions of the Trump administration and demanding Democrats do more. Pocan said being in your district in person is a basic part of the job.
Not even the 101 of your job, like the basic level of your job is going to Washington and representing the values of your constituents and then explaining Washington back home. Those are the two things that every member should have to do. And if you don't have town halls, you're kind of missing out on that big part of getting the input from your constituents, because I know a lot of people do telephone town halls. I did a few during COVID, but they're kind of BS.
Pocan says he's also been asked to speak at town halls in other states, but he's focusing on his district first.
This Saturday, you can learn to hunt for wild edibles at the Sandhill Wildlife Area. If you're wanting to get prepped for a summer of foraging, you can learn from expert botanist Jessica Prindeville on April 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's a short classroom discussion to learn the basics, followed by a guided hike. You'll need to register, and there is a $5 registration fee. Find out more by visiting dnr.wisconsin.gov and search for Sandhill Wildlife Area. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers host the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Athletics. Tonight at AmFam Field, Freddy Peralta on the mound for the Crew. NBA, the Bucks head to Indianapolis to play the Pacers. Tomorrow at noon for game one of their best of seven playoff series. Damian Lillard back at practice just a month after being diagnosed with a blood clot, but not active yet. Bobby Portis back from that 25-game suspension.
You know, I've been suspended for a little minute, so it's fun to just practice for real, and get up and down with the guys, so it's fun being in the mix with the guys and trending towards the playoffs, and it's fun to just be on the court with the guys. So it was a great day in the office.
Giannis asked about his advice to younger teammates who've never played in a postseason game.
My first playoff, I got injected. My first playoff, I tackled somebody. See, it doesn't get worse than that. But, yeah, just anybody that plays for the first time in the playoffs, just do not tackle somebody. You know, that would be my advice.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers, isolated thundershowers possible today. Temperatures will hover in the mid to upper 50s today with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy, 55. Easter Sunday's looking good, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song for everybody. And if you know it, call up 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, and boom, just like that, you're going to win yourself a kid's meal and adult meal from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Buy local, support local. That includes, of course, our friends over at Culvers, who are locally owned, and we appreciate our good friends over there working with this station and this community and the United Way and so many other places.
They brought stuff to Shred Day yesterday.
That's awesome. That's great. We really do appreciate our friends from Culver's. I like to mention this whenever I get a chance because I've talked to the gang over there plenty of times about this. You know, Culver's doesn't need to advertise. They're good. They're known enough in this state. They do these kind of things to put into their communities. They give it back, and we appreciate that. That's part of the reason why we love doing this segment, and we love giving away free Culver's. And it's also part of the reason I don't try to stump people. I had somebody ask me the other day, you know, that was a pretty easy one. Yeah, that's the point, man. Yeah, you get the show. I'm not trying to stump anybody. That's the last thing I want to do. I want to get this food out there to you. I want you to get some free Culver's. And that's the way they want it too. So let's go ahead and play. If you haven't won anything in 30 days, get ready to call up or hit us up through the Civic Media app. What is this TV show? Wow.
Where in the...
Nobody?
What made you come up with this?
I'll get to that in a moment. I have a point. There's a reason we're playing this one.
If I was not looking at the screen, I would have no clue.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I thought this was one of... Okay, maybe it's just me. I thought this was one of the most famous theme songs you could have.
Well, it might be.
Okay, let's find out. Let's see. Good morning. What's your answer?
Miami Vice.
Hey, yeah! All right. Somebody
nicely
knew.
Done. Nicely done. Let's go ahead and make this an official. There we go. All right. Nicely done. Did you? Are you just taking a guess? Did you know that one?
I know it. Yeah, I used to watch it.
All right. Yeah. I just figured all 80s kids know that one.
Yeah, we used to watch it. I don't know. That just didn't click to me at all.
Sure. It's been a while, maybe. But it was such a popular one, Terry, that it was actually a number one hit on the pop charts and everything. That's how big that song was.
I mean, maybe I was looking at Don Johnson, not listening to the music.
You and my mother. Yes. Who do we have on the phone with us? What's your first name?
Barb,
thanks so much for listening and playing along. We really do appreciate it. Thank you. If you don't mind hanging on the line a little bit, we'll get some information from you off air. But Barb, you are our newest star of the day.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Barb. We appreciate you. That's awesome. And thank you so much for getting that one, too, because, man, I was getting worried there for a second. I thought that was an easy one.
I mean, we could have just started dropping hints, right?
Oh, yeah, we would have definitely done that. Crockett and Tubbs, I'd have said. Open collar shirts. I don't know. Police crime drama.
How about City in Florida?
Yeah, Don Johnson alone. If you said Don Johnson, well, I think that would have done it. That totally would have done it right there. Jan Hammer, the creator of that song, celebrated a birthday on the 17th, April yesterday. 17th.
Okay.
So yesterday. So I thought that'd be fitting to have Miami Vice as our one for today. And Barb helped us out. A shout out to Barb. And I appreciate all you listeners out there. Thank you so much. We're going to hang out with Barb for a moment here and make sure that my agent gets her information because she is our newest star of the day. Be listening every Friday right in this time slot for another edition of Star of the Day and a chance for you to win some free Culver's. Our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Go visit them today, everybody. We'll be back with more show coming up right here on the mornings with WFHR.
Saturday, April 19th, Lake Arrowhead Easter Egg Hunt. Join the Easter Bunny for an Easter Egg Hunt on the Pines Driving Range. This event is open to both members and the public for children up to 12 years, starting at 10 a.m. sharp. Saturday, April 19th, Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis 97th Annual Easter Egg Hunt at the Lincoln High School Staff Parking Lot, 16th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. Activities will begin at 9 a.m., pictures with the Easter Bunny and some carnival-style games from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and the egg hunt will start promptly at 10 a.m. at the sound of an air horn. Saturday, April 19th at 10 a.m., the Port Edwards Lions Club Easter Egg Hunt at Alexander Park, 210 2nd Street, Port Edwards. Port Edwards Community Easter Egg Hunt Saturday, April 19th, 10:15 a.m., immediately following the Lions Club Easter Egg Hunt. On the Port Edwards United Methodist Church lawn, there will be an Easter Egg Hunt at 411 Wisconsin River Drive. Special egg hunts for toddlers, candy-filled eggs, and golden egg prizes.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers, isolated thunder showers possible today. Temperatures will hover in the mid to upper 50s. today with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy, 55. Easter Sunday's looking good, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. A little Hall & Oates to play us in. I thought that was only fitting. We got this 80s theme going here. Terry and James hanging out with you. And we are just hanging out with Barb. And a big shout out to Barb for being our star of the day with our free Culvers. Big shout out to Culvers. Be listening every Friday for some your opportunity to win some Culvers, everybody. Let's dive into this one, Terry. We're talking Easter, of course, throughout the show today as we get everybody ready for Easter Sunday. And there's a couple of interesting things here. Should adults be allowed to get in on Easter egg hunts? A poll found more than half of us want to. 57% of us adults would love to compete in an Easter egg hunt this year, but feel like it's just something for kids. If we did get in on one, wouldn't mess around. 42% said that they'd be willing to use tricks or schemes to gain an advantage.
Well, yeah. Okay, I think it's fine, but it has to be separate. The kids
Absolutely.
Have one and then just one for the adults.
Yes.
But I was at a meeting earlier this week and I thought it was awesome because someone was saying like all of their adult kids were coming, you know, home for the weekend. And they were doing a hunt, an mm-hmm. egg hunt, so mm-hmm. to speak, with IPA beers.
Oh, nice. Nice.
All over, you know, so I thought that was kind of fun.
Brilliant. That's a good idea. That's a really good one. Yeah, I'm with you. I think that there's nothing wrong with something along those lines, but they gotta be separate.
Oh, yeah.
You can't have kids. And I also appreciate so much nowadays, like our friends over at Tri-Norris and other places that are separating like little kids and medium kids, and you know, and all
yeah,
that
that's
stuff,
how,
the age ranges
yeah,
and stuff.
Like the one in Rudolph, when our kids were little, we would go, and it was always like that. You know, it was certain small groups, so that's. You know, the big kids aren't running over the little. I mean, that's
yes,
just the reality,
yeah.
right? The energy is different.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 62% of adults would like to get their own Easter basket. 80% of parents admit to stealing candy from their kids each year. But the top thing we'd want in our Easter basket isn't candy, it's gift cards. Now that is, I'm sorry, I don't know why there's a line here, and I apologize to everybody because I don't understand. This might not make a lot of sense and me even be hypocritical, but I'm okay with the Easter egg hunts for adults. Easter baskets for adults, a little too far for me. That's too far. I don't know why, but that's a bridge too far to me. You're a grown adult opening an Easter. I don't know about that. I don't know. Now get yourself a gift card. You know what? You know, get yourself a basket.
I mean, to each their own. It
yes.
is what it is.
And in all honesty, it's a case by case thing, probably.
Yeah. And I do think it's cool though. You called out Tri-Norse, but like just all of the fun Easter stuff that is going on in the community. Tomorrow, there's a lot of, you know, a lot
yeah.
of different egg hunts. So, and I know you guys have been featuring that, but I just think that that's pretty awesome.
We'll be wrapping up our show,
oh, cool.
reminding everybody
Good.
About those. The most common Easter basket items are chocolate bunnies and eggs, jelly beans and peeps. We consume around 90 million chocolate bunnies for Easter each year, 16 billion jelly beans, and 1.5 billion peeps.
I mean, jelly beans are pretty small.
Yeah, yeah, kind of understandable.
I know we're getting into candy later, but the peep thing, I'm out on that.
In these very divisive times, I think one of the biggest things that I hear about, and Terry and I actually were talking about this in our pregame a little bit, is people being tired of the divisiveness and wanting to come together. And I say that because... One of the more controversial things. I'm sorry, but we got it, Terry. We don't shy away from things around here. We're a brave station. You don't survive 85 years without you know, challenging the audience and yourself sometimes. So I have to ask you in the audience, how do you eat a chocolate bunny?
Ears,
or butt first?
Ears.
What are you doing here?
Ears.
Okay, ears? Okay. So you're not alone. 77% start with the ears, 16% go for the feet, 6% start with the butt.
And
or booty.
11% don't know.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not sure.
Of course, yeah, yeah. No, I don't know. I feel like the only humane way to do it is with the ears. You got to start with the ears. It's just the humane way. I'm with you. Yeah, I don't know. Get that. It's another category.
Isn't there something about that? I haven't had a chocolate bunny since I was like a kid.
It's one of the we've talked about this a little bit on and off over the last couple of weeks, but it's one of my favorite things about people that we all like. As soon as I started saying that, everybody in their head, well, the ears or the feet
or I pick off the eyes.
Yes, everybody right? has you know? Their own way of doing this, and I love that. I love that nobody told us you got to do it this way. No, we just kind of as kids.
Did you notice,
first Easter bunny we picked up? We're like, I like to do it this way.
Did you notice nobody takes a bite out of the middle like a sandwich?
Yeah, nobody does it. Yeah, nobody seems to do that one. How do you like? Or what do you like in a chocolate egg? 41% said chocolate, 36% said type of filling, caramel, that kind of thing. And others prefer a hollow chocolate egg. Those are my favorite. I like the hollow ones.
You know, okay, not the bunnies, yes, hollow. Mm-hmm. But like an egg, I am a Cadbury cream egg.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, that's right.
Like,
I remember
I should
that.
Not yeah, eat yeah. them. I have not had one this year yet, so I've been really good. Those, but you know what I also love is the marshmallow eggs, the ones that come in the egg carton.
Really?
Oh, I love those.
Now, are Cadbury eggs not that good for you? Or that? I'm sorry, I don't know much about this.
Well, it's an egg
I mean,
filled
it's
with
a pound
frosting.
Of sugar. Yes,
yeah,
it's just
I mean,
a pound of sugar.
I would say none of this, but I also like.
There's no health.
I am
Easter
a peep.
Candy.
I am a peep lover, point. But if I open that box. It is all at once.
Wow.
You know, so if there's 10 bunnies in there or 10 peeps,
they're gone.
All or nothing. Except I do like them when they sit out and get a little, you know, like they get a little hard.
Oh, yeah.
Get a little stale, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe I'll eat one sleeve and then leave the other sleeve for later.
It's good of you. It's humane.
Trying to remain.
Yes.
Or just refrain.
It's very big of you. Egg hunts are only our second favorite Easter tradition. Spending time with family is number one. That's cool. Easter brunch or Easter dinner is third. 53% of Americans will also dye Easter eggs this year, even with egg prices so high. And we've talked about a number of different options that people have. Like, is anyone actually doing it? Like, we talked about potatoes and stuff. Is anyone really dyeing potatoes to save money? It's supposed to be a trend this year, but The Atlantic just did a story telling people not to get in on it. They went with the headline, "One Simple Hack to Ruin Your Easter." That's The Atlantic. That's kind of what, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Okay,
take it or leave it.
I've been under a rock, apparently, because I haven't heard this. But I think that's just weird.
Well,
like, you got to eat. I mean, okay, if you're dyeing the eggs just to dye eggs, but, like, we eat them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's like, if you're going to eat the hard-boiled egg, then what's the difference? You got to eat.
I will say this.
You would not eat a dyed potato.
Nobody's Easter is going to be ruined from a dyed potato.
Oh, no.
You know, I mean, and really, dyeing eggs is fun, and it's great for kids and everything. It also might be an opportunity for kids to learn that Easter is bigger than dyeing eggs or any of these other things. And that's coming from me.
But you're not going to eat a dyed potato.
No,
you're
going to
throw it away.
Not.
So, you know, I mean, if you're worried about the cost of eggs.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you.
You know.
I hear you on this. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to peel them first. I mean, like, there's a whole lot of layers to this.
I think especially for those that whatever you can afford. I don't think that you should go broke for Easter. I don't think. Although a lot of people, you know, with the family dinner and stuff like that, I understand it can get really expensive. So I don't mind. I don't blame people for cutting corners here or there. What I will say, especially given what the holiday means and everything like that. You're going over for Easter and they're dying potatoes. Keep your mouth shut. Like, that's that you're a guest. You're a guest. Be classy. You know, that's not your house. Now, you in your house, you want to do your thing, go right ahead. But let people do their own thing, if they're hosting especially. The White House Easter egg roll will have 30,000 eggs this year.
No fun.
The American Egg Board has been donating them each year for five decades. Easter Sunday is the most popular church day of the year. Easter, Christmas Eve is next, followed by Mother's Day. An interesting Mother's Day in the top three there. I don't know necessarily why, but I think that's cool. That's interesting. Easter greeting cards are a big deal.
Hey, maybe mothers go to pray for their children that day.
Yeah, man, that's great. Nicely done by you. Nicely
seem to
done.
See your mom.
Yes, yes. Yes. I am not surprised. She's got her own booth. You know? Easter greeting cards are a big deal. If you couldn't find one you liked, that's a little shocking because Hallmark has 273 different Easter cards this year.
Oh, sweet.
That is a lot. And we'll spend $24 billion on Easter in 2025. When you factor in everything like eggs, candy, gifts, and clothes, the average spend $189 a household.
Huh.
That is a lot.
You know, I will say one thing that I miss having daughters is the whole like Easter dress thing. You know, because if I came home with two dresses and said, hey, you guys can wear these to church on Sunday, they'd be like, I do miss that about the little peanuts, because we always, you know, always dressed up.
Yeah, we've been talking about it over the last couple of days so much that and we've had some loss in my family, so of course that usually makes you think of, you know, your memories with those people
and holidays.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And Easter being right here, I can't help but thinking of that. So my focus has been all about my family and you know, Easter and just any holiday really. To be fair, you know, and how much the very first thing I think of is, oh, well, the family's getting together. Or especially when we moved up to Wisconsin here, it was the only time a year I really saw a lot of my relatives from Illinois was when they would come up here for Easter or, you know, any of the holidays. So that's what I'm thinking of. And certainly encourage others to lean into whatever family you can and you get to see, enjoy. If you don't like Peeps, if you are not Terry, but if you love them, this might be for you. One way or the other, we might be winning or losing some people here. And I saved this one for you for on purpose, sir. There is a hot dog place in Westport, Massachusetts called Lexi's Road Dogs. It's a great name, Lexi's Road.
I mean, it's a good name.
And the owner's dad posted a photo on their Facebook page that's going viral. It's a hot dog with five yellow Peeps as the bun.
Nope.
No way. I didn't know how long this. I knew that I would get an answer with you within seconds, one way or the other. I didn't know what the answer would be, but I knew we'd get it within seconds.
Are you putting ketchup on it too?
He called it the Easter dog special, and it's supposed to be a joke. It's not really on the menu, but there has been one or two people that have ordered it. A radio host in Westport stopped by and got them to make him one. He claimed it was good and gave it a 9.1 out of 10. He didn't add any toppings, just Peep dust. The original version the dad posted also had mustard. I'm going to show Terry a little video of this, the video that's going on this one right here. Hey, good on him. We're talking about this business that, you know, nobody really knew about beforehand. So at least outside of the greater Massachusetts area, of course. So, you know, well done on that part of it, the viral part of it. But a hot dog is already a little dicey for me.
I like hot dogs.
I like hot dogs, but it's got to be a beef hot dog. I'm not big on pork, so it's got to be a beef hot dog. So
I don't really
outside
care.
Of that, I don't care either. But I mean, as long as it's beef, don't care.
If I'm shopping in the store, like I'm getting Oscar Mayer. You know, like that's my go-to.
Right,
but just in general, yeah, I don't really care. Like I'm up for a good roller dog once in a while.
Calling it a sugar weenie peep dog.
Okay.
I don't even know. That is wrong.
So, I mean, it does look kind of cute, but...
It looks kind of funny.
If you're promoting your... Could you maybe... Why don't you put a banana in those Peeps instead?
I mean, almost any kind of condiment. Any kind of thing.
Or a fruit.
Yeah,
something to go with marshmallow and sugar.
Yeah.
I was
curious if you... did he take more than one bite? So he did take more than one bite.
Well, this dude's looking for his 5 minutes of fame.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
I mean, if that actually meant something.
Yeah.
I mean, it does to their business, of course. But, like, I mean, I could choke it down, but there is no way I would order that.
Now, is there something that Peeps would go well with? Is there something? Because this is not my wheelhouse.
No, they don't need to be with anything.
No, they're fine
standalone on their own. And, for the record, no flavored Peeps. Either pink or yellow. That's it. No other colors.
We've been working together too
long.
This is
so exactly what obnoxious.
I was just throwing it in the search engine, literally as you were saying that, different flavors
like
of
watermelon
Peeps.
What the heck is that?
They got Peeps cotton candy, punch, Peeps
got
punch,
everything.
Watermelon sour. They really do. Root beer float.
Every kind of
trying peep. To find the most odd one.
I mean, and it is just marshmallow, so you can flavor marshmallow right in any way. I mean, I get that, but why mess with a good thing?
Pancakes and syrup. Peep.
Just have pancakes and syrup. You don't need to have it as a Peep.
But what about a Dr. Pepper Peep? Hot tamale Peep. Oh, geez. Rice Krispie treats.
No.
Now, is the Peep going to taste crunchy like the Rice Krispie treats?
That's just yuck.
A sparkling wild berry. I mean, yeah, you were kidding. They're literally, if you can think of it, they've got a flavor.
Only
of it
yellow or
Peep.
Pink, but if there's yellow and pink, I always take yellow.
Yeah, yeah. I don't blame you on that one. So that you're an original fan.
Yes. Yeah. What is happening?
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah,
people are going off the rails. I'm putting hot dogs in their peep.
This is also not my wheelhouse. Not only cooking, but or mixing foods, I should say, but peeps in general. My sister was always the one that got the peeps. I never enjoyed them. I never
love them.
I'm not a marshmallow guy though, so that's why.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know about you, but I know for my sister, they're not just sugar, they're nostalgia. It is that too,
but I am a sugar junkie, so it is sugar. Yeah, I mean, it's both, yeah. But there's just something,
There are so many different ones, and you can go to the official Peep store to find out more if you'd like, or travel to Massachusetts to try this thing.
I mean, and if you're out buying me Peeps, if all that's left is flavored ones, just thanks anyway. You know, I'm not going to eat them.
I'm not eating them. Terry's Easter basket is very simple. Just Peeps. Just Peeps.
Would that be awesome? Like 20 boxes of Peeps? No, because I will eat them. I swear I will eat them. No one else in my house will touch them.
None of that fake grass, nothing else, just that.
Just Peeps.
A generic basket and a thing of Peeps.
Just Peeps.
We are going to get to time up before we do end our first hour here. I want to remind everybody, our great friends over at the Southland County Historical Museum at 540 3rd Street South, right here in Rapids, have their Laura Ingalls Wilder exhibit going on right now to the end of the month, and make plans coming up next weekend, or next week. Lynn Urban's going to be there on the 27th from 2 to 4 for a free presentation.
Very cool.
That is really cool. She knows her stuff, too. It's going to be a great one. Support our great friends over at the Southland County Historical Museum. Keep history alive over there, and enjoy and encourage all teachers and schools to get their kids over there. I know that was one of my favorite field trips I was a kid. Yeah, I enjoyed it. We'll be back with more show coming up.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always...
CBS News Brief. A woman who survived 2018's Parkland school shooting was a witness to yesterday's at Florida State University that left two men dead. Stephanie Horowitz tells CBS.
You looked out into that room and you knew there was an emergency. There was not anything there, no movement, dead silence, and laptops open, bags on the floor. I knew what that meant.
President Trump is calling Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen a fool and a grandstander after he met in El Salvador with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man mistakenly deported to prison there.
Our goal was very simple today, which was to check on the health and well-being of Kilmar.
Christian pilgrims in Jerusalem retraced Christ's final steps on his way to crucifixion this Good Friday. Crucifixion.
To be here in the Holy Land, even while the war is on, it is still an incredibly moving experience.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah.